know where he's got down in his roots. Let him work in the hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise them hard, raise them tough, bring them up to have their brothers back. Let them ride around in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Yeah, let them chase, let them fall for a small town. Turn down a cold beer. Tell them there ain't nothing greener than the grass you're standing on.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A health scare for a high-ranking Democrat while overseas.
Former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was hospitalized after she sustained an injury during an official engagement in Luxembourg. Pelosi, who was 84, was there to mark the 80th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge and was admitted to the hospital for evaluation. A spokesperson did not provide any detail on the injury, but said the former speaker is receiving excellent care and continues to work as she looks forward to returning to the U.S. soon. Molly Nagel, ABC News, the White House.
National security officials say they did not know American Travis Timmerman had been detained in Syria. The 29-year-old was released after the fall of the Assad regime. Timmerman went missing in Hungary earlier this year while on a Christian pilgrimage. He says he crossed over the border from Lebanon. Residents in the Great Lakes region digging out after another round of lake effect snow. Ice is the threat for the Midwest states, and bitter cold has moved into the Northeast. This is ABC News. Russian forces targeting Ukraine's power supply again.
It was a sleepless night for people across Ukraine. Russia firing nearly 300 drones and missiles at Ukraine's critical infrastructure. Ukraine's Air Force says that it managed to shoot down a majority of those projectiles and that that no one was injured.
ABC's Marcus Moore. Five of Ukraine's nine nuclear reactors are operating at reduced power. A downward trend for obesity in the U.S.
U.S. obesity rates are down for the first time in over a decade, dipping from 46% in 2022 to 45.6% last year. Researchers who conducted the study in JAMA Health Forum credit factors like increased physical activity post-COVID and the rise of weight loss medications, including GLP-1 receptor antagonists like Ozempic. The South, where these drugs were prescribed the most, saw meaningful declines, but experts point out this region also experienced high COVID-19 mortality rates among those with obesity.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
Let's face it, winter can be a hard season. It's cold pretty much all the time. Blizzard. You have to shovel. Another blizzard. You slip on ice. But you know what makes winter suck a little less? Getting a free phone. Join Cricket Nation and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G. Ooh, ouch. Welcome to enjoying more. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must open a new line on the $60 unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. Court appearances for three men facing charges in connection to false Republican electors in the 2020 presidential election. Attorney Jim Troupas and two others made initial appearances in Dane County Court Thursday on charges filed by AG Josh Call, which Troupas afterward characterized as lawfare.
The Attorney General has today doubled down on a vicious strategy to destroy our very faith in the system of justice by using the courts for his own personal political gain.
Troopers Kenneth Chesbro and Mike Roman face felony charges in connection to 10 Wisconsin Republicans who signed a certificate claiming Donald Trump won the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin. Their next court date's January 28th. Oshkosh Corporation's production of new delivery vehicles for the U.S. Postal Service is off to a rocky start.
The Washington Post reports Oshkosh has delivered just 93 of the 3,000 next-generation delivery vehicles that were expected by the end of November. The story cites internal documents and communications from the company, blaming the delays on an inability to calibrate the vehicle's airbags, leaking chassis, and problems securing bodies from Challenge Manufacturing in Michigan. Those issues were reportedly kept from the Postal Service by Oshkosh executives. The report also claims the Oshkosh plant in Spartanburg, South Carolina, is producing just one NGDV a day instead of the 80 that were expected by this point. Terry Kovarik, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin has a new case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a flock of more than 13,000 turkeys on a farm in Barron County. State veterinarian Darlene Conkle.
DACCAP animal health officials are working with USDA animal health officials to respond to that detection in a joint response.
Conkle says the affected premises has been quarantined and won't move poultry or poultry products. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Mondovi Region, get ready to welcome Amplify Health by Gunderson. Coming soon, you'll find exceptional family and children's medicine care right here in town. From everyday checkups to expert care for acute and chronic illnesses, their dedicated team is committed to keeping you and our community thriving. Stay tuned for the big opening.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's only up from here. With sunny skies today and temperatures rising all throughout the afternoon, even into the evening and through tomorrow. They'll wind up flirting with the freezing mark tomorrow afternoon as a major system moves in, bringing a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 6 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Well, the corn, soybeans, and wheat all under pressure to start today. We got some strength in the fat cattle, some strength in lean hogs, but look out, we've got some strength in crude oil. The February contract already up almost 75 cents as the stock market sags lower. Lots and lots and lots to talk about on today's Free for All. Live from Friday, December 13th, via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning, it's our Friday free-for-all with panelists Jim Wiesmeyer from Pro Farmer and Sean Haney from Real Ag Radio. Directly following the news, Jennifer Scheich from Farm Journal's Pork. I'm your outstanding broadcast professional, Davis Michelson, behind the big green leafy microphone of AgriTalk. For one more day, we limp along without our beloved benevolent host, Chip Flory, who has been vacationing, communing with the forest. You know, this is what he does once a year. He's got to get out there and just, you know, get some dirt in the tread of his boots. Get a little nip on the end of his nose from that December wind. It does a man good. And Chip Flory, I'm sure, has taken full advantage and may still be out there somewhere. He's still got a couple of days left, technically, where we don't need him. We do need him Monday morning, though, first thing, and he will be here back then. In the meantime, a Friday free-for-all. Gang, I know where to begin here. There are some stories that are coming together, congealing, if you like, surrounding trade. There's a bunch of Trump stuff we need to talk about. Canada, thinking about some export taxes. Trump is sounding like a union guy all of a sudden with the Longshoremen's Union. North Dakota unanimously approves a plan with the Summit Carbon Solutions stuff. Time Magazine, the owner weighs in here, the CEO Mark Benioff weighs in on Trump. We've got China. You know, Trump, I don't know if you caught this or not, but President-elect Trump did invite President of China, Xi Jinping, to come to his inauguration. That would be, if if Mr. Xi would attend, it would be a historical precedent breaker as far as I know. I'd love to know Jim's thoughts on that. Just as a political watcher, what's the thought here? Because I wouldn't say there's been bad blood, but tensions, there have been tensions between the U.S. and China. There's no secret about that. You're going to invite the guy to your inauguration? Interesting. Interesting move. We've got Jim Wiesmeyer to talk to. We've got Sean Haney. I mean, there's some Canadian stuff in here that's big that we need to get the straight scoop from Sean Haney. And then we'll have Jennifer Shike real quickly here. I'm going to get to the news right now, beginning with the National Weather Service Outlook, which calls for an atmospheric river to bring very heavy rainfall and possible flooding, as well as high elevation mountain snow to the West Coast. Heavy mountain snow is forecast for portions of the Great Basin and Northern Rockies Saturday. And here we go, gang. Potentially impactful wintry mix with freezing rain expected across the middle Missouri Valley and upper Midwest on Saturday. Looks to me like KC might get lucky this weekend and just get a little bit of rain. It's supposed to stay warm here, but around that Missouri-Iowa border, that's kind of the cutoff. Could be some tricky travel, some wintry mixes up there. Please be advised if you're traveling for holiday parties, take some extra time. Keep an eye on the weather. Please get home safe from wherever you may be going. I've got a USDA daily export sale to report. 200,000 metric tons of soybeans to unknown destinations for the 24-25 marketing year. All three major U.S. stock indices ended lower yesterday, with only the Dow able to trade at all in positive territory, and that was early in the trading session. Nat gas futures ended Thursday at their highest price in more than a year after Energy Information Administration data showed that stockpiles were drawn down more last week than traders had expected. A few weeks ago, we heard from Europe, it's getting chilly over there. Nat gas prices were on the move to the upside in Europe, and now we see the same thing happening here. Of course, it's seasonal response to these cooler temperatures. It makes sense. And here we go. Canada reportedly considering implementing export taxes on major commodities, including uranium, oil, and potash, as a potential response to incoming U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to impose broad tariffs. This move by the Canadian government is part of a strategic plan to counter possible trade tensions with the U.S. The Canadian government also reportedly aims to avoid a full-scale trade war with the U.S. while preparing contingency plans. Additional announcements on border security are also expected to address U.S. concerns about migration and fentanyl tracking. Border, the southern border, and now we've got the northern border popping up in the news here. I think we'll probably begin there and see where that takes us. President-elect Donald Trump voiced his support for the International Longshoremen's Association, representing dock workers at East and Gulf Coast ports, as they negotiate a new labor contract amid tensions over automation. Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut called for decisive action against mysterious drones recently spotted over the mid-Atlantic. This includes his home state of Connecticut and in New Jersey. On Capitol Hill, he stated the drones, which have caused public concern, should be shot down if necessary, especially if they pose a risk near airports or military bases. And with that, looks like we've got Jennifer Shike. Let's get Jennifer in here. Good morning, Jennifer.
Well, thanks, Davis. Tis the season for giving a ham, and I'm so excited to announce that country music artist Wyatt Flores has committed to be a part of the Oklahoma Port Council's Give a Ham Challenge this month. It's kind of a fun story that's coming out of Oklahoma, but it's incredible what the Oklahoma Port Council is doing to really rise up this effort to fight hunger by providing high-quality pork to families and individuals in need throughout the holiday season. And so not only are they trying to address food insecurity in their part of the country, but they're also inspiring this collective generosity that they believe has the ability to really have a ripple effect far beyond a simple donation of a ham. Mm. But the cool story this weekend that's coming up is on Saturday, Dana Goss, a show pig breeder from Oklahoma, is going to challenge and encourage all of the families that are participating in a jackpot pig show in Oklahoma to bring a ham. And they're going to bring a ham to the show, and then they're going to challenge Wyatt Flores, who's a rising country music star from Stillwater, Oklahoma, to be a part of the effort as well. And word on the street is that he has said yes. And he's not the only one. There's been a lot of celebrities that they've engaged in this. We've had Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt and Oklahoma State University, Ferguson College of Agriculture Dean Jason Lusk. Their videos are awesome. So that story's on porkbusiness.com. Really encourage you to consider how maybe you could give a ham to a local food bank or somebody in need this holiday season, because everybody's a little bit adds up to a lot. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jennifer. Porkbusiness.com. If you want to get more information on that Give a Ham program there, you know, nothing says I love you like a good ham, a good hunk of pork, maybe a pork chop would do the job. But business.com with the Give a Ham program, especially this time of year, you know, let's not forget our fellow man. And maybe if we've been blessed in certain ways, we can go ahead and spread that blessing to others as well.
Yummy.
We've got Joe, was that you?
Yeah.
I yeah. Love him. Oh, hey, how can you not? How can you not? We've got the free-for-all coming right up here. I think we're going to start with this Canada stuff. We'll bring in the Alberta Breeze himself, Sean Haney, for a first-hand look at what's going on in Canada right here on AgriTalk.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim. Hey, bud.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
You say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Elevate your game and set your sights on Denver with a 2025 Commodity Classic. With technology that moves faster than fluctuating markets and information as important as a million-dollar rain, Commodity Classic is designed for growers of all kinds, where you'll broaden your horizons as you improve yield and ROI one bushel at a time. Take your operation to new heights and join us for Elevating Excellence in Agriculture, March 2nd through 4th in Denver. Learn more at commodityclassic.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, simplifying land loans to help family farms build a stronger financial future. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk. Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Hey, I hope you're feeling good wherever you might be. I'm feeling good myself this Friday morning. Thanks so much for tuning in. I've got the usual suspects lined up here. Let's bring in Sean Haney from Real Ag Radio. Sean Haney, welcome to the free-for-all. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, it's great to be here, Davis. I'm joining you today from a very quite chilly 14 degrees in Bismarck, North Dakota. It's wind is blowing here. I think it's chilly. I was in Vegas this week for the Milk Business Conference. Vegas wasn't exactly like hot, but it's definitely nicer weather than here in North Dakota.
Is there a blanket of snow on the ground up there yet? Is it sticking? It's got to be.
There is some snow. It looks like it's you know, I actually drove from Vegas to North Dakota. Long story on that. Yesterday I covered about 1,000 miles from Salt Lake, Utah to Bismarck here, just short of 1,000 miles. And there's some snow. It looks like there was a good snow last week, and now we're just dealing with some colder temperatures. Probably people looking for more snow than what's out there right now.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about that Milk Business Conference there and what you saw, your observations, your thoughts. But let's bring in Jim Wiesmeyer as well. Good morning, Mr. Wiesmeyer. How's it going, buddy?
Well, I'm back home after a whiplash of four speeches in 6 days. Last weekend, Missouri Farm Bureau in the Ozarks. Then I headed down to Little Rock, Arkansas for USA Rice. Then I went up to Kansas City for National Grain and Feed. And then yesterday, Champaign at Strategic Farm Marketing. And I want to complain about American Airlines. 2 hours to de-ice a plane. How about that one? I just barely made my connection, so.
Yeah, it seems early for ice. Are you sure they weren't just sandbagging for to sell extra bags of peanuts or something there on the plane, maybe?
There was ice and snow for a little bit, and of course it affected me.
Well, I'm anxious to hear what you've seen, too. I saw you were in KC, and I thought, you know, I should reach out and maybe we can meet up for dinner, but I know what your schedule was like this week.
It was a whirlwind trip.
You don't have time to be fiddling around with stuff like that. Yeah, well, we'll catch you next time, I hope,
sure.
Sir. Haney, talk to us about Milk Business Conference, sunny Las Vegas, well, medium sunny by all accounts. What were you doing down there? What'd you find out? What do you got for us?
Well, definitely trying to keep Clinton and Tyne out of trouble. I'm not sure I succeeded or not.
Good luck.
But, yeah. No, it was really good, and I think the mood from dairy farmers in attendance was feeling decent about the year ahead. There is like not high levels of optimism, but those lower feed costs have definitely helped people with the margins. The milk price has definitely come off from some of the highs earlier in 24, but I had a conversation with Mike North from EverAg. And, one of the things that he didn't rule out us going back to those highs later on here this year. We just need the consumer to pick up on some of the consumption. But overall, it was lots of talk about immigration and some of the talk about, deportation as a big – that's a policy that could potentially really impact the dairy industry in the U.S. And, of course, also how to expand U.S. trade.
Talk about those labor issues and the migration issues, Sean, because it's easy for Americans to think inside of a bubble. We hear the word border and we think Mexico, but they tell me that there's a border between the United States and Canada as well.
Yeah, but Canada's problems are not Mexico's problems. So there are a number of illegal crossings from Canada to the U.S. Those are people that are, finding that as an easier path to get to the U.S. But it is I think it's like 10,000 people all of last year that made that crossing going from Canada to the U.S. That's like one day at the southern border.
Yeah.
So it's definitely more of a Mexico issue for sure.
Yeah. Is there a certain amount of labor that migrates back and forth over that Canadian border, much like we see down south, or is that not necessarily the case? I'm learning here.
Yeah, well, one of the issues, to be honest with you, also is a lot of people moving from the U.S. into Canada illegally, specifically around Manitoba, from North Dakota to Manitoba. And then around Quebec in eastern Canada as well. And there has been, this can be a treacherous time to do that crossing, people being found frozen in snowbanks and things like that. These are some of these can be like Somalians leaving Minneapolis, going to Canada. It's a pretty ugly situation. not talked, probably needs more attention. From if we're going to talk about immigration, let's also talk about that one.
Right, right. Have you seen a wave of Harris supporters crossing over the border into Canada since the election? Because some promises were made.
Well, you know, I got to tell you a funny story, Davis. Last week I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and my wife and I are sitting at this restaurant at the bar, and we're eating supper. We meet this couple, and because of the election, they're talking about how they're gonna move out of the U.S. And they love Banff, Alberta, and so they want to spend the summers in Banff. Well, who wouldn't want to spend their summer in Banff? But I said, where are you going to spend the rest of the year? Oh, we have a place in Venezuela.
What?
So you're going to leave the U.S. because of the election, and do you know the political situation in Venezuela? Like, that's how crazy some of this stuff is on people's reaction to the election.
I've never heard such a thing. So we'll summer in the loveliest part of Canada, if you ask me, and then we're going to winter in Venezuela. How do you like that for a retirement plan, Jim? You in?
I'd have to take Tom Holman with me to protect me, okay?
Well, and Holman has had some real, I mean, strong rhetoric is not really going to capture the way that this guy has approached rhetoric around the border and everything. This guy seems pretty hardcore, Jim.
Yeah, and unlike the person that's in the job now, he doesn't lie, okay? So he will secure the border, and when he announces it, I'll believe him.
So when we're talking about these issues with Sean Haney about the Canadian border itself and things like this, do you have a sense for how Holman might approach discussions like that?
Oh, I think there will be. I think Trudeau has done a very good job. I want Sean to comment on that as for going down there. And I fully expect a protocol or a memorandum of understanding or a framework agreement, because this week got Canada put out possible export taxes, including on potash. So that's right. Think they're making the right steps to leverage back against Trump. Sean, what are you any updates?
Yeah, I agree with you, Jim. I think it's been perceived very well. And that's a circle that Trudeau swims in very well. The very hoity-toity, high-end, he is from an upper class, very wealthy Laurentian, upper Canada family. His father as well was prime minister, of course, in the 70s. So he swims very well in those circles. I think that's the path to working with Trump is coming to him and finding a deal, so to speak, and instead of staying at home and throwing threats across the border. I had heard a story that the leader of South Korea has taken up playing golf because they feel that that's one of the reasons why they didn't do very well in Trump 1.0 was the fact the leader couldn't play golf. That's a true story that I heard on Bloomberg Radio. So I think people are learning.
Yeah. I agree.
These export tariffs, terrible idea. Okay, so especially if it involves commodities like potash and energy, the U.S. is very reliant on products like that out of Canada. It would really hurt Western Canada specifically. Western Canada is not going to put up with that. There's going to be a huge pushback against export tariffs. I don't understand why they're not focusing on tariffs on goods coming out of the U.S. into Canada instead. I don't know why we're jumping to export tariffs.
Yeah, and now the Trump people are already saying they may segment, focus on manufacturing exports out of Canada and perhaps exempt commodities like potash.
Yeah, and that gets ugly because that targets then, southwestern Ontario, which is, in eastern Canada, which is, that's going after Trudeau. I'm not sure that's going to go after the next Canadian prime minister, Pierre Poilievre. We heard this week that Doug Ford, who's premier, a version of a governor, he is a premier in Ontario, the leader, he said that he'll cut off a hydro coming out of Ontario into the northeastern U.S. if Trump applies these tariffs. So there's a lot of threats being thrown in different directions.
Yeah. And tariffs are a big deal, but are they in practice? Yes. But are they equally just as effective as leverage, as just sort of a threat? There have been people who said, Trump's just, he's bluffing, this is bluster, to just get conversations going. Any chance that Canada is like, okay, well, we're going to do that too then?
Well, I think so. That's why I think it's important to get down to the discussions.
Yeah.
The less threats back and forth that you have, I think the better, because those threats begin, you know, they begin an escalation, and we kind of forget what we're actually fighting about in the first place. So the sooner that leaders from both sides sit down, talk it out, find a deal, the better it'll be for all of us.
Agree.
You know, Sean, I feel for you. Our election cycle is just ending. You've got one just beginning. The results due out, I believe I heard you say, by October 2025. It's going to be a fun summer up there in Canada. Have fun with all of that, buddy. When we come back, we got to talk some Trump stuff. We'll get Jim's take on where we are.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now is the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Hey, this is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. When you start to think about planting roots and building your foundation for spring, fertilizing crops is like putting money in the bank. You put dollars or pounds in, but are your investments paying you interest? Or does it seem like you only get out what you put in, or even less? Soil health and living biology are the ticket to unlocking the next bushel. Farming for Biology takes a customized approach. Let my team help create your soil health strategy. Check out our website or give us a call today.
Yeah, so we had cash strength again this week, but really I think the story so far this morning is the feeder cattle. They're under some pressure, and there's reports out there that the U.S. could be getting close to reopening the border to Mexican cattle imports, and so we'll kind of track that one and see where it goes, but that's putting some pressure on feeders, and then kind of a mixed tone in hog futures.
That's editor Brian Grady from Pro Farmer on Markets Now.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk. Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson here, filling in for Chip Flory, who will return Monday morning. We've got a Friday free-for-all going. Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Sean Haney, Real Ag Radio. Jim's got some breaking news on the southern border here, but I want to make sure that we've got everything covered on Canada. Sean, I want to give you just one more second. If you have more thoughts, anything more that you wanted to say or highlight here on the discussion of the Canadian relations here at this moment.
Well, of course, I was at the Milk Business Conference, some of the large, you know, farm great conference put on by Farm Journal. You know, and there was a lot of discussion about the USMCA renegotiation and what U.S. dairy's ask may be. The kind of the sentiment that I'm definitely getting is that it's going to be, you know, Canada follow what we agreed to. That, you know, I was on a panel with Tyne Morgan and Michael Brown. You know, Mike is the chief economist at the IDFA, and he talked about, you know, I'm not sure the U.S. is looking for more access. It's actually follow what you said you were going to do. My opinion is, if Canada is presented with the option of just, you know, aligning with the U.S. definition of dairy TRQ allocations, I think Canada should take that deal and run. So that's not going to be popular in Canada, but that's my opinion.
Yeah. Sometimes the best medicine is the least popular, isn't it? Hey, I got a question for you. Speaking of medicine, holidays coming up. I know that in Canada you celebrate Boxing Day. We do not celebrate that practice here. Where did it begin where you have to fight people to defend your gifts? Is that what it is? You box to defend what you've been given, and then the champion just takes all?
If you think that Boxing Day is a big deal in Canada, you should be in a Boxing Day in the UK.
Really?
That's like, huge day in the UK.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, happy Boxing Day to all our Canadian and British friends and wherever they may be. Jim Wiesmeyer, you've got some news to break for us. We're fiddling around here. Take us to the southern border. Update us, man. I don't even have a question to ask you. Update us, please, sir.
Well, Brian Grady and I, for at least the last hour, have been chasing a rumor, but Jennifer Moffitt, undersecretary at USDA for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, said that to resume shipments of the cattle due to the screw room, Mexico must set up USDA-approved holding pens where inspectors will check and treat Mexican cattle for screwworm before they cross the border. Here's the key. USDA will start inspecting Mexico's pens soon. And she said, quote, we could have some imports certainly before the holidays and more in January. And as Brian signaled, that got into the feeder cattle market this morning. However, cattle people stressed to me that there is a specific procedure Mexico must follow, and that could still take some time.
Is there an inoculant, or is there a remedy if a cow is detected with this new world screwworm? Can they get it cleared up and prepped for export?
Well, USDA also put out a release. They announced I don't know how many millions of dollars, $165 million for emergency funding to prevent the spread of NWS. I think this is all coordinated to stop that spread from south, because as we previously reported, Davis, the farther it spreads, the longer time it takes to reopen that border, and it looks like hopefully they have a control on this one.
And Mexican feeder cattle are an important supply to U.S. feed yards. You know, up until the end of November, the imports from Mexico to the U.S. we're talking about 1.2 million head, which is actually up 13% from the year prior. So this is a significant important supply.
Jim, you mentioned Jennifer Moffitt, USDA Undersecretary's comments here. I've got a quote here. Quote, we could have some imports certainly before the holidays.
Yes.
If I'm looking up at my quote screen here, the feeder cattle market under pressure despite some pressure on corn here. I wonder if this news has gotten into the feeders a little bit.
No doubt. I think it has, definitely. Yeah. Yes, because I've seen some brokerage house letters that basically said the border was reopened. I thought that was an overstatement, but it doesn't take traders much to react to speculative news.
No,
I was talking to an animal scientist this week, and they talk about a use the way you get rid of screwworm is a sterile insect technique where you have sterilized male flies. They're released, and it causes the population to decline by mating the wild females and producing infertile eggs. It's like a beneficial insect kind of method of controlling the screwworm. It's very cool.
Yeah, I like that kind of thing. I like that sort of solution.
Some news here. Yes. Quick news. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was injured and hospitalized while traveling to Luxembourg. That's about all I know right now.
Okay. Well, we wish her the best. Genuinely do. Gosh, you hate to hear something like that. Let's move over into that realm, Jim. I've got this from your post yesterday. Outgoing Senate Ag Committee Chair Stabenow supports reallocating $14.5 billion in unspent Inflation Reduction Act funds to the Farm Bill baseline. House Speaker Mike Johnson says, maybe not. What do we got going here?
That's why you don't have an agreement yet, because the Republican leadership does not want that. And so we will eventually have a continuing resolution, stopgap funding of government. It looks to until March the 14th. We will have ag disaster aid as part of a disaster aid, but even the total level is still being negotiated. And then we will also have an extension of the 2018 Farm Bill, but I don't think it's going to include that, putting that conservation funding into the permanent Farm Bill baseline. And that's just going to make writing of a new Farm Bill next year even harder.
Jim, as part of that disaster package, is that going to just include hurricane impacted areas, or is there going to be
other,
some
fires, et cetera?
Okay, but not because of commodity price drops on corn.
Oh, no. Now, that's the farmer aid.
Yeah, that's the farm aid.
That's a separate measure. And the Republicans on the Ag Committees want $15 billion in additional aid. But the Republican leadership, I think, has proposed $12 billion. In additional aid, so they can't even agree amongst themselves yet. But additional aid is coming, and I'm telling you, from the four trips I've made this past week, cash flow in the crop area, it will definitely be needed next year.
Is it? So I was just going to ask you, do you think it's proactive or reactive that this kind of assistance in the row crop market?
Reactive.
Okay.
Congress very seldom is proactive.
Touche. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Jim. You also wrote lawmakers are now exploring passing a clean 1-year 2018 Farm Bill extension, and with all the emergency economic aid and all of that, is that what we're talking about here?
That means no increase in reference prices, which is what the Republicans wanted. But the conservatives in the House are not going to go along with that. So they won't get that budget baseline increase as a result of that, which would have made it not easy, but easier to ink a new farm bill next year.
With the new Congress, though, is there not some concern about an increased libertarian flair of some, where does that make some of these things like increased reference prices and the overall funding of it become a little bit more difficult to get this across the finish line?
I do absolutely.
That's what I'm worried about.
And with only a 1 or 2 vote margin in the House on Republicans, you know, that gives these rebels a lot of leverage. And so, if you thought it was hard getting a farm bill the last 2 years, it'll be even harder next year.
Oh, man. That's not what we wanted to hear at all.
Yeah, I know.
This item as well, President-elect Donald Trump may scale back certain elements of President Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. We've been a little snarky about this Inflation Reduction Act, suggesting that it's basically just the Green New Deal. Are there elements in here that Trump would like to keep, just sort of shave off some of the more progressive type of stuff to make it less of a Green New Deal and more of an actual Inflation Reduction Act, Jim?
Well, he wants to do away with most of the electric vehicle mandates, but here's your key there. It's not going to be totally up to him. it takes legislation, because this is embodied, codified, if you will, in the Inflation Reduction Act that we always call the Climate Act. So this is not a done deal. I think that they'll try to put some of Trump's wishes in a budget reconciliation bill. Rather than a separate energy bill that will give them cover, that they'll only need 50 votes in the Senate to get by. So that's something to watch next year. But some changes is coming to the biofuel programs. But from all I hear, farm state lawmakers want to protect the biofuel programs, including 45Z, which, by the way, Pro Farmer reported this week that while we may get some general guidelines of what qualifies for the 45Z program, sustainable aviation fuel, they think that the incoming Trump administration is going to have to finalize those rules.
Well, that's the thing. We sign up before guidance is released. Jim, that makes zero sense. I'm not signing.
Well, you have general guidelines, but if certain, okay. I think, companies are comfortable enough in this area, were supposed to sign up prior to January 1.
Yeah, and it's not just the sign up that's the problem, Dave. It's just the fact you don't know what compliance actually looks like because you don't have the rules, right? I think there's pieces in the IRA that very much appeal to the incoming administration. I know it's branded very much in some circles as a climate act and the Green New Deal. It's a jobs act. It is drawing significant capital into the U.S. market. Many of those Republican districts, there would be huge pushback from some Republicans if all of a sudden that piece of legislation just went into the vapor.
Absolutely. One key, real quick, the biofuel industry people tell me that one of the keys is permitting. It's taken EPA way too long to give them a yes or no on permitting.
Well, we've got a little bit more time to go through a few more issues with Sean Haney and Jim Wiesmeyer on AgriTalk.
I'm Tyne Moore.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
From sugar cookie crumbs in the kitchen to pine needles under the tree, count on Steel for Christmas cleanup made easy with the SEA20 battery-powered handheld vacuum. Now just $99.99. Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $159.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Brady Spangenberg is Marketing Director for Crop Protection at BASF Agricultural Solutions. Brady, what is BASF doing to help growers deal with what is, for many, a tightening of cash flow?
Absolutely. We know that some operating notes out there can be 8-9%. That's almost $5 to $6 an acre that you might be spending just on interest. And so what we're doing is offering 0% financing if growers book with their retailer from now until March 15th for any crop protection products that BASF offers. And there's a very flexible minimum, one brand, $5,000. So we want to make sure that grower is having the right conversation with the retailer ahead of time and really plan for success in the season, whether that's, you know, a pre-post overlapping residual herbicide program or having a discussion about fungicide performance like Veltima in corn or Revitec in soybeans.
Yeah, well, getting ready for the crop protection season is one thing, and getting rid of the stress of a high financing charge is completely different, isn't it?
Absolutely, and we wanted to support growers in that planning process as much as possible, so offering post-harvest terms, no payments, no interest until November. So some other programs might try and get the clock started earlier than harvest, and we think, you know, in order to have the best plan for the season with your dealer, this is the way to go.
Fantastic. Where can listeners go for more information, Brady?
The best place to go is just Google BASF financing. It'll drive to our partners at John Deere Finance or Rabobank or other retail organizations. Otherwise, just talk to your local retailer about what financing options are available and get started on the 25 season.
BASF financing. Excellent. Thank you, Brady. That is Brady Spangenberg. He is the marketing director for crop protection at BASF Agricultural Solutions.
When you're a grower, a land loan is more than money. It's the power to make your fields come alive, to make your farm prosper, to help your operation thrive. That's why FBN Finance gives you more. With experienced loan advisors, often farmers themselves, and great land loan rates shared daily. Don't just borrow money, borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners, NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
Are you ready to unleash superior seeding performance on your operation? Choose from two revolutionary Great Plains drills. The BD7600 Min-Till Drill, renowned for its seeding consistency, large capacity, and innovative technology, including Drill Command. And the new BD7410 Drill, whose transport width under 10 feet delivers great maneuverability through gates and down narrow roadways. Learn more at your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com. Great Plains, harvest starts here.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Atticus, providing battle-tested chemistries you know and trust. Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here. Just one more quick seg to go by. It's going to go by too quickly. Jim Wiesmeyer, Sean Haney, join. Jim, let me bring you in on this one. Let's just sort of open the Trump can of worms, shall we, in this final segment here. Talk to me about Trump and the Longshoremen's Union. This is interesting.
Yeah, on his internet site, Truth Social, he backed dock workers in their automation dispute at U.S. ports, and that's going to come up in January, because they're going to have to solidify that vote they had earlier. Remember, that's when they agreed to 62% pay increases over 6 years. And he said this: the amount of money saved is nowhere near the distress, hurt, and harm it causes for American workers. That's Trump 101. So yeah, well, This is a market sensitive development that most people thought that they would have some give on the automation, but in this case, the dock workers are going to hold tight.
Election cycle has been interesting, Jim. It does seem like the unions have revolted a little bit against the Democrat Party. Can you speak to that for us?
Yeah, the ILA previously endorsed Democrats, but they refrained from backing Harris, citing the positive rapport between its president and Trump. And I remember Trump early on, I'll be very brief here, when he was asked, why are you close to union workers? And he said when he was younger, his father, who started him in the real estate business in New York, his main task was to go down to New York City and find out what those union workers wanted and what pleased them. I think he used that to good effect.
Yeah.
There's a real lack of consistency here, because you know, I'm sure this weekend at Mar-a-Lago, when he's sitting down and having a nice glass of water with Elon Musk, is he going to tell Elon that he needs to kill self-driving cars because that's going to take away jobs from Uber drivers? I don't think so, right? I think this is there's a whole bunch of complexities here that are not really being well thought out when it comes to the comments in terms of being against automation.
Yeah,
Yeah. Jim, have you ever seen this much happen in the lead up between the president being called at the election and then the inauguration? It just seems like it's a flurry of activity over here, and I don't know where any of this is going to shake out.
Not anywhere close. Yeah, yeah. He is really the lame duck president, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where's Kamala Harris? You know, you never see her anymore. And Biden is just trying to pump out as many billions of dollars he can and try to find areas in where they can neuter themselves from incoming Trump policies.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's Trump and the way that he does business, which is a flurry. But also making this even more extreme is Biden just going backseat or just bitter Biden, where he is just like disengaged. Yeah. It's kind of like just sort of sad, to be honest with you.
It is a little bit. And then you've got the pardons and the commutations. And Jim, I know that the presidents have done this in the past, but for those people who said leave Hunter alone, why would he need a pardon specifically for the last 11 years or 10 years and 11 months or whatever it is? And then we've got these 1500 commutations, people talking about preemptive pardons and things like this. It's a little too much.
And Amy Klobuchar, Democrat from Minnesota, yes, going to be the ranking Senate ag person next Congress. She's either submitted or will submit a bill to kind of curtail some of the pardon language for the president. So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this is preemptive in the fact this Cash Patel list, right? That's what all this is about. And Cash Patel needs to get confirmed before we need to worry about who's on or off that list.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a struggle.
He's going to get confirmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think RFK does?
That's going to be interesting. I say in my speeches, interestingly, it's going to be up to probably farm state senators because they can make or break him.
Yeah.
Bozeman, how's he going to vote? How's Chuck Grassley? And we all know Chuck Grassley speaks for himself, you know. Yeah. How's some other Aggies going to vote? But I'll tell you, there is growing support for some of his food policies wherever I go. It's his ag issues that have farmers and ranchers and ag industry people all aflutter because of his anti-GMO stance against pesticides, certain food components, et cetera. Yeah. So he's very duplicitous when it comes to policies.
Well,
and how much demand does high fructose corn syrup account for here in the U.S., Jim? I don't have any idea how big of a market.
Brian Grady tells me it's a big issue to watch it, so it must have an impact. Yeah, absolutely.
And some of these policies don't reconcile. Increase the consumption of domestic produced fruits and vegetables, sure, but also then how is that impacted by our ability to increase production with the deportation policy alive? Some of this doesn't...
Here's one way that I think with his deregulation that a lot of farmers and industry people like, and he'll do it. When I went to California recently, I asked some fruit and vegetable people, with all this import of fruits and vegetables from Mexico and Peru and other countries, why is that? Why aren't you competitive? And they said the reason why we're uncompetitive is because of state regulations in California, because of our energy prices in California, etc., and federal regulations, unfunded mandates. And I think that was the best answer I've received on that issue.
I want to stick on RFK. We'll exit the show on this, but I gotta say, if he's really going to tap his daughter-in-law, is it Amaryllis Fox Kennedy, to become the CIA's second in command, maybe the guy can finally get some answers on JFK and on his father. Jim?
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Don't blame
and
him
Trump
for wanting.
Trump has already said he's going to release the information. So there could be some bombshell news there.
Or
absolutely nothing.
Or nothing. Yep.
Or
maybe Oswald really was that good a shot. Who knows?
Could be.
Sean Haney from Real Ag Radio, dude. Thank you so much for being here and helping us get our heads around some of this Canada stuff, man. There's nobody better.
Yeah. Hey, all the best, everybody. Have a great weekend.
And Jim Wiesmeyer, appreciate you, buddy. Keep us informed because the news is coming in hot and heavy, isn't it?
It is. I'm home until next year.
All right. Home until next year. Sounds like a great place to be. I believe I'll take your example there. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, to AgriTalk this morning. So glad that you were here this afternoon. Michelle Rook takes over the reins for one more show without Chip on AgriTalk.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label. It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim. Hey, bud.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com. Seeds.com.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
It's your last chance to snag Dell Technologies' lowest prices of the year before the holidays. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. This is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in Europe with fellow lawmakers. At her office, says she was admitted.